What's your take on Abraxane?
We've done a lot of phase two work with Abraxane in metastatic breast cancer. We've done the weekly schedules. Joanne Blum has been the principal investigator for U.S. oncology research on those trials. It's an active regimen, does have some neurotoxicity, but it's very well tolerated and given in a short period of time. I think the big part of that is just this novel formulation, a way to deliver the drug, and that's what makes it really very intriguing. And there are other drugs potentially that could be given that way as well.
There are two things that are often pointed out about that agent. One is a lack of need for pre-medication, and the other is a shorter infusion time. How much of an advantage do you see for either one of those things?
Well, I think the lack of pre-medication is a big advantage. And some patients really don't do very well with a lot of steroid pre-medication. They can't sleep and they may not feel so well. So I think that's an issue, either paclitaxel or docetaxel. You know, steroids for docetaxel are, you know, anywhere from 2.5 to 5 days, kind of depending on what pre-medication regimen you want to use. So I think that's a big plus. The amount of chair time and so on, depending how busy you are, could be an advantage. The lack of special tubing and so on could be an advantage. So I think the drug is really trying to find its niche at the moment. It technically got approved as a generic paclitaxel because of its novel formulation. But I think science appears to be there, and I think we're going to see the development of other cancer drugs given exactly the same kind of way.
Are you using it right now in a non-protocol setting?
We use it on selected patients. I think that's probably the best way to answer it. You know, I think I sort of see that around the country as well.
What kind of patients?
Patients who may not have had paclitaxel before. I think our oncologists, U.S. oncologists, are going to use it, are probably more likely to use it on our phase two weekly schedule where it's very well tolerated.
What's your take on the neurotoxicity compared to paclitaxel, particularly when using weekly regimens for both?
Yeah, you definitely get neurotoxicity with this, but it comes and goes very quickly. That's the interesting part. I think you don't have the chromophore sticking to the neurons or something like that, you know, because you don't have those drugs like tween 80 or chromophore that are in the mix. So you do get the neurotoxicity, but 2-3 weeks, it really resolves very quickly. And I think even in Nick Robert's pilot study of dose-dense Abraxane, there was some neurotoxicity. There actually were some required dose reductions because of neurotoxicity, but it goes away pretty quickly.
Is that your clinical impression also?
Yes.